You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian benchmark indices ended higher for the third consecutive session today. At close, the Sensex was up 51.69 points, or 0.06%, at 80,716.55, and the Nifty was up 26.30 points, or 0.11%, at 24,613. About 1,791 shares advanced, 1,726 shares declined, and 68 shares unchanged. Top Nifty gainers were Coal India, BPCL, HUL, Tata Consumer Products, and Bharti Airtel. While losers were Shriram Finance, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Ultratech Cement and Reliance Industries. Among sectors, Realty Index surged 1.6% and FMCG, IT, Metal and Telecom up 0.3 to 0.9%. On the other hand, the Media Index shed 1% and Power and Capital Goods Indices were down 0.5% each. The BSE Mid Cap Index was down 0.3%, while Small Cap Index was up 0.3%. Up next, after Paytm's parent company 197 Communications received an administrative warning letter from SEBI, it said that the company has consistently adhered to all listing regulations from time to time, including any amendments and updates to those regulations over time. SEBI, in its letter dated July 15th, stated that certain transactions in FY22 between Paytm and its subsidiary Paytm Payments Bank were conducted without approval from the company's audit committee or its shareholders. The letter by SEBI, as uploaded by 197 Communications in an exchange filing on Monday, mentioned that the transactions by Paytm valued at Rs 324 crore and Rs 36 crore conducted during FY22 did not receive the requisite approval from either the audit committee or the shareholders. In another development, Jio Financial Services shares fell 2.4% to a low of Rs 346.75 from its previous close of Rs 355.40. The fall in the stock price came a day after the company reported a 5.72% decline in its consolidated net profit for Q1 FY25. The company reported a net profit of Rs 313 crore in Q1 of FY25 in comparison to Rs 332 crore it posted in the same quarter a year ago. Also, the company saw a drop of 19.8% on year in its interest income, standing at Rs 162 crore in Q1 FY25 in comparison to Rs 202 crores it posted in the corresponding period previous year. Moving on, CRISIL Limited on Tuesday reported its June quarter earnings with profit flat at Rs 150.11 crore year-on-year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 797.35 crore, up 3.4% as against Rs 771.02 crore during the same quarter of previous year. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 207 crore, up 1.5% on year. The company board also declared the payment of a second interim dividend of Rs 8 per equity share of face value of Rs 1 each for the financial year ending December 31, 2024. CRISIL's consolidated revenue for the half year ended June 30, 2024, stood at Rs 1,535 crore, up 33%, as compared to Rs 1,485.9 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. Meanwhile, soon you will be able to add cans of beers to your shopping cart while ordering for groceries online. If all goes well, several states across India may see the launch of liquor home delivery. According to a media report, states such as Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Kerala and Punjab are exploring the roadmap for launch of liquor home delivery via online food delivery sites such as Zomato, Big Basket and Swiggy. As part of the pilot project, low-content alcohol such as liquor, wine and beer will be offered on the quick commerce platform. Various stakeholders are being consulted on multiple aspects of this proposal. At present, only West Bengal and Odisha are the only two states that have allowed home delivery of alcohol. In other news, the Uttar Pradesh government has announced a significant boost for the electric vehicle sector in the state by extending its electric vehicle manufacturing and mobility policy till 2027. According to a report, the policy extends the availability of subsidies and incentives outlined in the policy for an additional 3 years. The original policy launched in October 2022. Aimed to promote clean mobility solutions and establish a supportive environment for EV adoption in Uttar Pradesh. This extension comes after the state recently exempted all hybrid vehicles from road tax and registration fees, offering significant cost savings to buyers. Industry experts had anticipated an extension of the EV policy given the recent hybrid vehicle incentive. Lastly, Total Energies and SSE have signed a binding agreement to create a joint venture to establish a new major player in EV charging infrastructure in the UK and Ireland under the brand Source. The new business will deploy in both countries up to 3,000 high-power charge points, meeting demand from EV and fleet owners to provide fast and reliable charging. Within the next 5 years, Source will deploy up to 3,000 high-powered charge points grouped in 300 EV hubs, targeting a 20% market share. Charging hubs will be in prime locations in and around urban areas and powered by renewable energy provided by SSE and Total Energies. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.